So all of one needs to do is to find uniform random numbers, and actually Paul Coddington has a very complete review of random number generators, and I will stick that on the class webpage tomorrow. It's a web article that he's been working on for a long time. And you will find descriptions of how to derive random numbers either in Knuth's book, which of course is somewhat old, or in someone more up to date, the latest edition of Numerical Recipes. Now, for the purposes of this class, of trying to illustrate the principles, you can use this formula here, which is that you generate random numbers by just a simple recursion relation, that the n plus 1 random number is a times the nth plus a constant modulus a number m, and with suitable artistry you choose the values a, c, and m to make these numbers essentially random. And the basic idea is what I said. If we have a number of which is pretty big here, and a number A that's pretty big, if I multiply two pretty big numbers together, I get a number that's roughly twice the size. Then I take a modulus, and then I look at the last half of the digits. Those are intuitively roughly random. So you start off with numbers that lie between 0 and n minus 1, multiply them together, then take the lowest order bits, which are another number between 0 and n minus 1, and that is a pseudo-random number.